Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and this these final few weeks of the 2023 season, and with the Christmas season upon us, Christmas is just almost just a week away. And so one of the things that we're talking about is vision. And as we bring the year to a close, we're setting the vision for next year. We're already beginning to set our plans together for next year. And it's important to always have a vision for your life. We've been talking about this, and it's really important. A vision for yourself, a vision for your family, a vision for everything. And here are some just really simple tools. In the midst of this Christmas time, go ahead and begin to set the tone for next year. Begin to just visualize every day sending love, love, encouragement, abundance, and peace throughout the next year for yourself and for everybody else, and keep that to yourself. That's a part of the vision. Send it to yourself all through the next year. Love, encouragement, abundance, and peace all the time. And that's one of the things that you're having: wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. And begin to send that to you and everybody else you know. And one of the and as you do that, begin to really set the tone of what you want to accomplish. Write down your vision for next year and what you want to accomplish, the things that you want to have. Writing is a very powerful tool. And understanding that writing, you get to set the tone of what you want. You want to go deeper. You want to go stronger. You want to be, more focused on things. Write that down. Write everything you want to accomplish down. And this is important because in this, you will begin to accomplish them. You just, you know, whether it's on your computer, whether it's handwriting, whether it's on your notebooks. If you're writing a notebook, make sure you take a picture and put it up online so you can go back and see it later. I did that with our urban city. I wrote it down in 2018, and we've accomplished it and getting ready to launch it right now. That was 5 years ago, and now here we are on a full-scale global launch of Urban City. And that's what you do. We did that with GB. I wrote it down, every aspect of GB back in over the last 10 years. Actually, over the last 20 years, I found these emails that I wrote to myself and to my staff in 2004. I wrote those stuff, and I have those emails. I was reviewing those years ago. Actually, a few months ago, I was reviewing all of those things. And then I reviewed them all, and here we are with GB. The owner of GB, far bigger than I ever could imagine. And because I wrote it down, wrote my vision down, and I can go back and see how far we've come. We're doing our Omega Delta Alpha. And I saw the date on that thing, which was 2005. And so, and here we are, launching the fraternity, launching the Global Entertainment Media Society. It's just so many things, because you will accomplish those goals you set down. You write those things down. It's just what my friend said. She said, you give it energy. Susan said, you give it energy. And so that's important to remember. Write down your goals and your dreams. Write down your long-term goals. Write down your short-term goals. That's a part of the vision. Keep them to yourself so that you can review them later and see what you've accomplished. This will build your confidence about your accomplishments. And it's really amazing when you look back and see what you've accomplished and where you come from. You can just remember, that will help lift you up in times of discouragement that might try to come. And, looking back, what I've done, that I accomplished something I set out to do in 2004, and I finished it. It was way bigger than I expected. I finished it in 2019, and to see that and how much bigger it had become since then is amazing. Now it's global. It's bigger, way bigger. We have 40 magazines, 40 plus magazines. I never dreamed, 40 digital plus magazines going around the world. These magazines are going around the world digital. We have the CEO, John Green, being shown around the world. He will be shown around the world. You sit there on the cover of a magazine and you're being shown around the world. That is phenomenal. And so, this is amazing. You see your accomplishments. And that's what vision does. Vision will show you your success. People will talk about you. People will do things, but you will show them what you do by your success and your confidence. This is why you write your vision out. Write your vision. You just put it on a piece of paper, make it plain before your eyes, so you can review it every day. That's why you put it on your computer. So when you pull it up, you'll have it to remind you of the things, and you do a little bit every day. That's what's important about your vision. It's a direction you go. And in this, you will make things, you will accomplish things. Put it on, put it on a calendar, keep a schedule, set your goals, set your benchmarks, and you will see things work. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about vision and what you want, and to really begin to focus this next, next year. If you're single or whatever space you're in your social love life, begin to think about what you want and write the vision down of what you want to do. And the best place to start with is loving on yourself for this next year. Instead of trying to play Russian roulette, with the dating apps, learn to just sit and think about what you want, and you will begin to watch it happen. It's important to write down your goals and dreams, and even before you get married, to really start to put down what you want to happen when you get married, what you want your marriage to look like. So go ahead and begin to write that down in your vision. Go ahead and write down what you want in your marriage and how you feel like your marriage should look like. And that's important to remember, because your marriage, it will happen because your own energy will bring it together to make sure that it happens in any way, shape, or form. And so this is one of the reasons why it's easy, because your spirit will make it happen immeasurably, infinitely far above and beyond you could ever ask, think, or imagine. And so this is why we learn to really do this in our relationships and in ourselves, especially for what we desire. And that's why love just happens. Love is just there. And so all you're doing is looking for things to just happen. So you're setting the vision. Set the vision of what you want for your relationship. What are the parameters? What kind of person you want to be with? I did this a long time ago, and I got exactly what I wanted. Actually, I got something better than I wanted. I got the looks, the body, I got everything. I got looks, the body, the loyalty, all the things that I wanted my relationship, and it's been a wonderful situation. And so that's what's important. Work on your self-improvement, love, encouragement, abundance, and peace, wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge, joy, integrity, and humility. Walk in those things. You walk in those things, and those things will just begin to manifest, their life into everything. And so this is important as we go forward. And now I'm excited to announce that in 2025, that the Simplicity in Life Network will begin to happen. This has been going on for 18 years, and now we built this whole global network that'll be streaming with programming, and we have the Joy of You conferences happening soon, and in life, light living is for everyone, men's conferences and men's gatherings around the world. And so it's really a beautiful thing to watch this go from, I've had this company for about 20 years, and to see where it started from in Boone, North Carolina, to see it's a publishing juggernaut, Sparks Public, Ignite Books, and all these other things, and Speakers Bureau. It's amazing to see this come into fruition, and it's just amazing to see where things went from Boone, Simplicity in Life. I put this on my LinkedIn. It's just amazing. That's what you do when you write a vision. You write it, to make it plain. And so this is one of the things, to educate, facilitate, and mentor individuals in their spiritual, mental, social, and intellectual attributes to achieve success in their every endeavor. And so continue to do that, and you'll see your life coming to fruition. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we're talking about vision today, and it's really awesome. You set a vision for your marriage. Your marriage, you are one energy, you're one spirit, you're one prana, you're one chi. This is inside of you. Your energy is you. And what's so beautiful about your energy is what attracts things to you. Your energy attracts like energy. You always attract like-minded energies. You always attract like energy. Energy attracts its own. And that's important to remember in the things that we're doing, is because our energy is always attracting what we desire. Our energy knows best. This is why you have a relationship to yourself and you trust yourself. If you have a bad vibe about somebody, you trust that vibe because that vibe is true. That vibe is very, very true because that person is bad, because your energy sees their energy. And this is what you do in your marriage. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. And in this next year, your vision, picture in your mind what you want for your marriage. Begin to picture it strongly. That's important to remember, to picture that strongly, because it begins to manifest in a very positive way. You know, one of the things to do for your partner is to simply say in your mind, may all my partner's dreams manifest, come about immeasurably, infinitely far above and beyond they could ever ask, think, or imagine. The honor, riches, and wealth, these are thoughts to put into your, the vision for next year. Taking that time to do that for your partner. Riches, honor, riches, and wealth. Prosperity, well-respected. All of these things are important to put into your marriage. And so in this, one of the things that begins to happen is that these things begin to manifest. Marriage is easy. We're the ones that complicate it. And so this is what's important to do. And so set your vision for your marriage. What do you want for your marriage? There's power in that. These things take energy, and there's power in that. Your marriage is a spiritual thing. Your marriage is a very, very, very spiritual thing. And so that's important. It will manifest into the reality of what you desire. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me. We are excited about this 2023 season and our resources, and you can find our resources available at the Royalty Place on bonfire.com, bonfire.com, and also my books are available on lulu.com for resources, and Barnes & Noble's. You can find my latest book, You've Already Won the Book War, at Barnes & Noble's. And we have other books coming out. Look for our Donna Mari label, global label, and The Three Kings. You'll find that later this month. It will be available shortly online. It's a journal, our small journal. And I Am Strong as She. So we're excited about all of this, as this is our Donna Mari label is global. It's also our millennial label in the world, reaching, and we have other labels up in the midst of it. So we're just excited. I'm excited about the author, Don, as he is embarking on his global writing career. This is his global debut, his first global book. And so this has just been amazing to watch this journey. So we're looking forward to this, and we're looking forward to everything this 2023 season. And join us as we tell you what's coming up in 2024. Everything from television, the Language of Kings and Queens network that we have launching, to Simplicity in Life, and other things. And thank you for joining me.